Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some wheat news, cover summer cattle junior nationals, and remind everyone of the McPherson County Farmers Market. That is open from 8 till noon right here at the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds every Saturday. Plan to come early to look over all the items our vendors will have for next week's market. But first, for today's Did You Know? For many, gathering with friends and family near a farm pond can be a fun way to spend the summer evening. But without proper care, these opportunities may be limited, says K-State Research and Extension Fisheries Specialist Joe Gerken. Every pond in the world has a dream of being a prairie, and eventually it will turn into one if we leave it alone. Noting that this happens when the farm pond fills with sediment over time. As the waters come off the fields from the recent big rains, it carries with it fine sediment particles that make the pond become more shallow, and then the nutrients seem to build up, leading to excessive plant growth and stagnant, stinky water. Gerken says most Kansas ponds have a lifetime of about 18 years, but with proper care, they can last much longer than that. To help with the pond longevity, Gerken recommends looking at the area right around the ponds to make sure that there are established plants that hold back any sediment. When you look at the edge of the pond, it should have a slope of 3 feet for every 1 foot that you go into the pond. And that is important. If it is too shallow, the sunlight will hit the bottom of the pond, causing plant growth. Gerken also suggests assessing the area away from the pond. Often we think about the pond itself, but going upstream in the watershed, we can help the pond by establishing vegetation in the valleys, ravines, and creeks that flow into the pond and limit the sediment. Gerken advises landowners to look at the water itself. If the water is brown and murky, it can indicate sediment buildup. Monitoring the pond is a great place to start and make adjustments if it starts looking bad. And now for my farming news. The 2024 wheat harvest has been stalled by the big rains. Early reports on yields and test weights have been very positive, with some fields averaging 60 to 70 bushels the acre. Let's remember to do our part in making our roadways a safe place by slowing down on the country roads and giving the harvest crews a little more distance to ensure safety for both you and the farmers. Adding to my farming segment, with this moisture, unwanted weeds are going to be definitely on the minds of every producer. Don't forget that K-State has its 2024 Chemical Weed Control Guide that is now available. We have had many of you stop in already and pick up this guide because this publication provides suggestions for chemical weed control in several major crops, but also includes pastures, rangeland, and non-cropland. Hard copies of this publication are available at the Extension office, or you can call the Extension office to get a link of the new weed control guide that is also online. In my cattle segment, many of the county's young cattlemen will be showing their animals at each breed's junior national during the next month. Last week, we here at KSRE hosted the National Junior Salier Show. 33 exhibitors came from 7 states and showed 51 head of Salier cattle at the fairgrounds. Not only did these young producers get to show off their skills in the cattle competitions and showmanship, they also get to show their talents in public speaking, crafts, poster design, knowledge during the Quiz Bowl, plus contests that include team fitting, talent show, and a cook-off. At Junior Nationals, our county's youth get to bond for a whole week with other youth from across the United States while meeting all their old and making new friends of the summer. Good luck to our young producers as we have some of the most talented right here in McPherson County. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.